Welcome to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. Is your favorite the Beast, Millennium Force, or Lightning Rod? Whether it's an old Woody, a steel Giga Coaster, or a hybrid, we will chat about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country and search for the best roller coasters. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. I'm Michelle, and we are gearing up for our next tour. This year, we will be traveling to Florida, to Universal, and the brand new Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. Then on over to Ride Hulk. While we are there, we will be visiting Hollywood Studios for the Rock and Roller Coaster. After getting our nerd on at Podcast Movement 2019, we will head to Busch Gardens Tampa Bay in August, and then on to our annual pilgrimage to Holiday World in September, and on over to Kentucky Kingdom to ride the brand new Kentucky Flyer. And I will get to ride the infamous Storm Chaser for the first time. On today's show, Robert will talk about his experience at last year's ACE Preservation Conference. Robert?
It has been quite the summer. The Rock and Roller Coaster Tour across America has taken me from Orlando to the Northeast to Middle America, and I find myself at my second American Coaster Enthusiast Preservation Conference. This year, we're at Indiana Beach in Monticello, Indiana, and Michigan's Adventure on the Great Lakes. Michelle and I parted ways in Boston. She had to fly home to attend to our business, and I flew to Chicago for this leg of the tour. It was a slow slog down I-65 to the middle of nowhere, Indiana. I checked into my motel at the Pine View Resort that was in the middle of a cornfield. I arrived a day and a half early and didn't venture too far from the motel. I worked on my master's courses by the pool and enjoyed leisurely dinners at the local family restaurant. The first night I had a huge three-course chicken dinner that only cost $8.95 and could have easily cost $40 or more back home in Alaska. Friday was the first day of the conference at Indiana Beach. Who would have known that all of this fun was only a half a mile from my little motel? It changes your perspective a little bit when you don't venture too far from where you are. It's like driving down the interstate and pulling off and settling for a Big Mac, when at the next exit was the most amazing burger shop in the world that you just missed out on. I checked in and grabbed my name tag and tickets and headed into the park. It is a cool little spot where a lot of the park is built on piers that jut out into the lake. We had the day to ourselves, with the first formal event being a walkthrough of one of the rides later in the day. I walked the boardwalk and grabbed a Pronto Pup. It's a corn dog for those of you that don't know. I jumped on a cool coaster called the Steel Hog first. It was fun. It's sort of a mashup between a mouse and a corkscrew. It was the first time I'd ever ridden on a ride like this. The restraints were interesting. They sort of squish you in like a vise. Next up was a couple of old Woodies. The premier coaster in the park is the Hoosier Hurricane, which is by far the longest and juts out over the lake in a few spots. It is fast, but a bit rough. Next up is the Cornball Express. It was a lot of fun, too. I didn't know what to expect when I was in line for an old coaster called Tigger. By the looks of it on people's faces as they went ahead of me, and the warning from the ride attendant to hold on and brace for the sharp turns, I knew I was in for quite a treat. The first right turn caused my cracked rib on the same spot as always. It's never going to heal if I keep this crap up. The rest of the afternoon, I spent people watching along the boardwalk and riding things like the Dark Ride, the Sky Ride, the Scrambler, the Little Train, and more. I was surprised at how fun Frankenstein's Castle was. I haven't been on a walkthrough haunted house in a long time, and this was a good one. It was huge. The last coaster I rode before we met up for dinner as a group was the Lost Coaster of Superstition Mountain. It was a fun one. It has this little elevator that takes you up to the top, and then there's a mess of twists and turns through a mountain. The cars are a super tight fit for four people, but it was a quick coaster and everyone was laughing in our car. Dinner was late. They forgot to make the burgers, and by the sounds of it, from the grumblings from my few fellow coaster geeks, we were hungry. We finished off the meal with a cake commemorating the 40th anniversary of Ace, and we got ready for our night runs during ERT. ERT is essentially just free rein on the coasters. We jumped on the coasters and rode well into the evening, headed back to the hotel at almost midnight. It was a fun first day of the conference. I met up with several friends that I met last year at the conference in Alabama and Georgia. It was cool to see them again. We finish up here the next day and drive many hours north to the shores of Lake Michigan to Michigan's Adventure.
What's your favorite coaster? Hit us up on social media and let us know. And thanks for listening to this episode of Coaster Geeks.